It's Labor Day weekend, and you deserve a treat. Like 25% off all of your Liquid IV favorites and exclusive gifts with purchase during Liquid IV's Labor Day sale happening now. Stock up on all your favorite hydration, from the Hydration Multiplier to sugar-free flavors and more. This is a limited-time offer, so stock up before it ends. Go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout to get 25% off site-wide, plus exclusive gifts with purchase at liquidiv.com, code LIVPODS.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom!
In your face! Lunchtime on a Friday. Appreciate you hanging out, filling in for Carriker on a Friday. He's with the family. Happy birthday, Carriker family. I know they're getting together and celebrating and loving each other. Shout out to FedEx dude out front doing his thing. Appreciate you. You can be a part of what we're doing. 402-464-5685. Sartor Hammond text line. Text in. You have been active. I need to get back to some of those texts as well. Appreciate it. We're live on all the streams, Facebook, YouTube, X. Hello, Channel 961, and please download the Ticket app so you have it locked in on all of your devices, however you consume your streaming. Easy way to do it. Bach, sir, it is a powerful weekend. Lots going on in Lincoln. We just got notification that Sunday's Husker baseball game against Northwestern has been moved to Saturday in a doubleheader. So if you have tickets for Sunday's game, they will be good for the second game of the doubleheader. It says the ticket for Saturday's game is good for both games, while ticket holders for Sunday's game can exchange their tickets for general admission seating to one of the remaining regular season games as well. So while the season lasts. And so there's not that many home games to deal with it. First pitch, Saturday moved up to 1 o'clock. While the finale would be played 45 minutes approximately after the finish of the 1 o'clock start game. So they're expecting weather on Sunday. There is no softball on Sunday, so that is not necessary. Tennis, if weather is inclement, I would imagine that they move indoors at the Dillon Center as well. I would imagine they're going to be indoors today against USC. Number 30, I think they're ranked 38 in the country currently, Husker tennis. Peter Cobalt was in Wednesday asking folks, again, free admission. Sunday they're giving away pizza. They've got gift giveaways on both Friday tonight at 6 o'clock and Sunday at noon. Two prominent programs coming in, two of the best programs in the country in tennis. USC tonight at 6 o'clock, first serve in the for the doubles teams. And then Sunday at 12 noon against UCLA. And this is a year where UCLA is actually ranked ahead of USC. And these are the first meetings between Nebraska and these programs. So go out and support these Huskers. They are on a a consecutive match win streak on the road in the Big Ten. They've won 7 Big Ten matches this year. So 14-7 is their current record. It's the old adage, if the tournament started today, the NCAA tournament started today, they would qualify. They imagine that there's some moving, sliding scale and a number somewhere between 44 and 47 of teams that will get in. Huskers currently ranked 38. But again, you've got two top 25 teams in your back door for this weekend. So go out and support Husker tennis. Find them. Get yourselves there. If you're not up for that, expect to see you down at the Icebox as the Lincoln Stars, Rocky Russo, and the Anderson Cup champion, regular season champion, Lincoln Stars, take on Sioux City tonight and tomorrow. I don't think they're going on Sunday. against Sioux City. But go tonight, get it in, and we'll get more information. Bach, check that for me, because I think it's back-to-back.
So, yeah, they've got April 18th and 19th in Lincoln here.
Yep, so tonight, tomorrow, if the weather's bad, you just go indoor at the icebox. It's a whiteout tonight. Stars gear is pretty cool. I've got a white jersey and a black jersey. I probably need a blue jersey. Shout out Rocky Russo, blue jersey. Bach, do you have a Stars jersey?
I don't think I do.
Okay, we need to work on that.
Yeah, those are very cool. They all have done a really good job with their jerseys.
And they do a lot of like special alternate jersey nights.
Yeah.
And then they raffle off a lot of the game-worn stuff. So pretty cool. So if you're looking for something sports-wise to do in Lincoln this weekend, there's tons going on. And then next weekend is a pretty big weekend as well. I would imagine some folks are going to Kansas City because the UFC and the WWE have partnered up for an entire weekend of events. Pretty good card. Omaha's own Anthony Lionheart-Smith will be in the co-main event, his final bout as a pro. So go out and support the Husker. And he's a huge Husker football and basketball fan. He's around the programs a lot. Of course, he follows Husker wrestling. He's tight with the guys. But he will be there, and I know that some of the other Nebraska wrestlers will be at that event in support. Pretty good card as well. And then, of course, you know, Friday and Monday after WrestleMania in Kansas City. You know, so, Bach, you know, we may have to suck it up and make the drive.
Yeah.
Just listen, you know, I mean, I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
That's not too long of a drive.
Right, like, I think that's fair. I think we could possibly. You think Maria will let you come out and play?
I think so. I'll have to ask her, but yeah probably.
You know, hey, can Bach come out and play? It's close. It's not Omaha, but okay. And then May 3rd, Dynasty Combat over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And, of course, Bubba Wilson makes his pro MMA debut, along with several of the Menor brothers are going to be there. So it'll be a pretty good fight night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. May 3rd, tickets are available. Use Bubba as your code, and you get a discount. So pretty good stuff. Simples No More Fantasy. He's ready to watch Cena make history. Text line. Tell me. See, this is where it always gets interesting for WrestleMania. And, Bach, let's go down the card. Let's go down the full card. Because I think that's the easy way to kind of set up the next question for folks, because I want to know who they want to see win. And then you have to tell me why. But Bach, this card, scale this card for me. 1 to 10, 10 being elite WWE WrestleMania card. What number would you give this?
Well, I know there's a lot
in advance.
Yeah,
like you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know what the result's going to be, but at least you can look at the matchups.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty top heavy. If I'm going to be quite honest, I mean, Roman Reigns, CM Punk, Seth Rollins, you know, that's going to be pretty iconic. And then how do you set up, you know, Cody Rhodes and John Cena? Much better than John Cena going for the all time record. You know, and Cody Rhodes kind of the most over wrestler in the last couple of years. So I think it's top heavy. From there, I'm not as impressed with some of the other matchups that they've put together. Not that I won't be entertained, but just, you know, comparatively to other WrestleManias. So I think it's top heavy, but I'd still kind of put it probably up at an 8.5 because of how good these top matches are.
Okay, so we're going to rank the matches. One, we have to put Orton versus whoever at the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? At the bottom. Are you more excited to watch Rey Mysterio and El Grande Americano more than whoever Randy Orton is wrestling?
But that's one of those surprises. I love Rey Mysterio. I love the fact that he's getting a match. El Grande Americano has just come on the scene the last couple of weeks. It's kind of a fun, you know, this is more of a fun type of match than to be taken too seriously. So, yeah, I'm more excited to see who Randy Orton's open challenge is probably a little more exciting.
Where would you put Jade Cargill versus Naomi?
This is one of the blood feuds, right? This is one that they've boiled up. Long-term storytelling has been really good in this one. I feel like it could have been better had they not pulled Bianca Belair out of it. I think that, you know, a triple threat there would have been great. And I wouldn't say the top heavy stuff that I was saying earlier. Kay or Orton, if they were able to go, I think that was one that they built really well. So I'm still intrigued by it. It's going to be hard to watch and think and the whole time think I wish Bianca Belair was involved.
It really, like, I think that's the best of the three. Not sure, but yeah, that's kind of where it lands for me. This is where it starts to get dicey. Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre. That's the best of the four, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good one, and it's the one that they're calling a Sin City Street Fight. So anytime you put a stipulation like that into it, I think it makes it a little bit more exciting.
Thanks, Vegas.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vegas.
For those that aren't, I mean, if those names don't ring to you, these are kind of the up-and-comers, although they're both like 38. I mean, that's what wrestling is. But these are names that could maybe headline WrestleMania down the line.
Like this could have been.
Yeah.
And I think this is where, in a normal year, Cargill versus Naomi would have more juice because they would have put more into it, right? All of these ones we've mentioned so far have been almost thrown away because there's so much sauce being put on these other entrees.
Yeah.
And that these legitimate, I mean, you're talking about, these are all non-title bouts. So in that fold is AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. I think this one has... See, this is the thing. Which one's going to be the better bout? AJ and Logan or Drew versus Priest?
Boy, I love Drew McIntyre, especially if they give him a mic. So I don't know if he'll get much of that.
You never know what you're... Yeah. He really is. He really is the Forrest Gump of wrestling microphones. Because you never know. Like, he'll come out some nights and just be angry rage. Then it's just, okay, I'm a psychopath, and then, no, I'm a comedian. I'm doing stand-up, and guess what you get tonight, folks? You get funny, Drew.
I think I like that a little bit more, though. I will say, I know people don't, well, might not like Logan Paul for whatever reasons, but he's really good in the ring. I'll give him that. AJ Styles is good in the ring, so I think that's going to, just kind of depends on what you like. If you like big guys, Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest is your thing. If you like small guys flying all over the place, AJ Styles and Logan Paul could be it.
Those are the non-title bouts, right? Those are the non-title bouts. So then you get into the title bouts, right? And I'm intrigued, Bach, because I don't know. WrestleMania is kind of the re-GPSing of pro wrestling for the next 6 months. And so more than ending the story, it's almost writing the next story. So... in that fold, let me stage it this way. Door one is the Intercontinental Championship with Bron Breakker, Finn Balor, Penta, and Dominic Mysterio. And in door two, it's Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair. Which door are you going in?
I've got to go into Charlotte Flair and Tiffany Stratton. That thing has been interesting. I thought it was the buildup was a little bit weak to begin with, and then they took the gloves off and got personal. And so we'll see. I still think Tiffany has a long way to go as far as catching up to be the wrestler, obviously, that Charlotte Flair is. But I think that's kind of the idea, is maybe she could be that maybe down the line. We'll have to wait and see. She has the athleticism. She needs to work a lot more on the mic and stuff like that.
But... terrible boyfriend choice.
And I love her boyfriend.
I know you do. I'm just like, come on. Tiffany, tell your dude to do leg day, man. Come on.
He's skinny as well.
Come on. Also in that fold, so let's say that Tiffany and Charlotte are in one door. In door two is LA Knight and Jacob Fatu, which can be the match of the night.
Yeah. I probably still go with Tiffany and Charlotte, but man, I think Jacob Fatu's WrestleMania debut, I mean, this might be a guy that a mainstay on WrestleMania is moving forward. He's just got a lot. We'll see what they kind of do with him. LA Knight is just as intriguing because he was over as anybody about, you know, a year and a half, and they've kind of just kind of sat on him in this U.S. title picture. And I don't know. It's kind of to the point. I think it could be a really good one, But I, you know, the, kind of the yeah movement.
He was Uso. He was yeet big, man. He
yeah, that's right, yeet big.
And they did a thing. Can I ask who you think Orton's opponent's going to be? Who do you want to be, and who do you think it'll be?
Well, I really hope it's not Solo Sikoa. I think that's the kind of a boring choice that they might go with. I'm hoping that it's a returning Rusev. Because I've seen Rusev is basically coming back as Rusev, and I think that'd be a good.
Is he bringing his wife?
I hope so. I don't know.
He's bringing a lot. in that space, right? That you started to identify the U.S. Championship with Knight and Fatu. You've got the Intercontinental title with Breaker, Penta, Balor, and Mysterio. And I think the devaluing is the fact that you're using the Intercontinental title and it's not for the title. It's not about the title. Like, you're telling other stories and I'm a little worried about it, but that's just me. Can I ask you, do you need Io Sky in this next bout? Is it with Bianca, Ripley, Io Sky? Where does that one fall in line for you versus Tiffany versus and Tiffany and Flair?
Yeah, again, I just feel like I feel like this is kind of thrown together. Rhea Ripley had a great year. I think they should have had something planned for it. And if the plan was just Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, then I'd be happy. That's that, you know, you set it up right, and I think it'd be good. Io's just kind of been thrown into the middle of this. They've really, you know, in programming, kind of hyped up the fact or you know, underscored the fact that she's kind of the odd one out. The other two are kind of going at each other. So no, I don't need her. I don't necessarily. I'd love Io Sky. I don't need her in this match.
The tag team championships with Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Bayley versus and Lyra. Or the War Raiders versus New Day. Which one are you watching?
I think
you're going to get like a beverage.
Yeah.
Like, this is when you go get Pepsi yeah. and popcorn. But if you have to watch one, which one is more intriguing to you?
I say, yeah, neither one of these are probably going to be talked about too much the week afterwards, but we'll see. I think Liv Morgan, along those lines I was saying earlier, has been one of the best wrestlers of the year. I would have had something much better for her at WrestleMania. But her and Raquel Rodriguez against Bayley, at least, you know, Bayley's at least one of the kind of part of the, one of the movers in the women's movement, I should say, mm-hmm. over the last decade. So at least you've kind of got that. I'm at least intrigued by that. New Day's like, they've really cooled off the heat that they had at one time. And War Raiders, I think are good live. I don't know if they should be holding the belt.
Just
going
not interested, right? Just yeah. not interested.
Just not interested.
We'll throw it a break. When we come back, we'll get Bach. There's three big bouts. We need the Bach breakdown, and I need for him to rank these three bouts. And then he's going to tell us how he thinks they finish. Because there's three bouts that are making all the money. You could remove every other bout. These three, you could sell out any building in America, in the world. We'll talk about those three when we come back to the Ticket.